100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was arson. And a lot of you came up with stories, and some of you even came back with some stories of previous topics because, you know, there is no deadline. There is no, well, there's kind of a schedule, but that's just opening the door. The door is never really closed. And you can either send them along in a separate email so in a separate file so I can post them on the feed when you come up with them, or you can wait and include them in the next weekly challenge, whatever's easiest for you, whatever you feel like doing. And so welcome back to those who are back, and also an introduction. Jessica runs a class out there and showing off to her students some cool stuff. So hey. And not to, you know, introducing a new person is never at the expense of all the people that have been here, show in and show out, and cool. Never chase N plus one at the expense of N. Make everyone feel valued. So cool. You can learn more about people at the links that they share, which I've posted in the show notes up at the website. So here we go with the stories, and I hope you enjoy.
Greetings all, J. Radimus here. My entry for this week's weekly challenge of arson is entitled Unintended Consequences and Loopholes. In order to curtail witch burnings and other criminal acts of conflagration, they declared by law any intentional fire was arson. A couple centuries later, enforcement was revived to curtail cross-burning and other racist terrorism. Recently, some crooked folks started targeting their enemies by prosecuting them for having barbecues. We added an exemption for cooking fires. Claude's butcher shop wasn't doing well, so he put plates and utensils on a table outside. He used charcoal and lighter fluid to fuel the fire and served up the inventory as it cooked. He sold the cooked meat and got the insurance payout. All right, that's that story. I also have a story from last week's challenge, the topic of unsure. And sometimes when we writers or pseudo-writers have a challenge in our lives, the best way to process it is to write about it. And sometimes the challenge is big enough in all of the ways that writing, editing, and recording a story just doesn't work in a rigid time frame. But here's my story, processing the primary elephant in the room of our lives right now. It's called Uncertainty Abounds. We didn't know why she was in such pain. They found a tumor and abdominal abscess. They started chemo. She developed a fever. They found the abscess returned. They also found out the cancer had spread into her bones. They didn't know why the chemo hadn't worked, but they tried another approach. She thought her back pain was from her improvised work-from-home station. We bought an office chair and a portable desk. Then she thought it was her 20-year-old mattress, so we bought a new one. It persisted all the same. Now we are waiting for a kyphoplasty in 3 weeks. All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 813, with the prompt of arson. NaNoWriMo continues on. It's like day 20, two-thirds of the way through them at about 37,000 words, so I guess I'm kind of right on schedule. I was hoping to be done by now, like I normally am. But anyway, here's my story. Bilbert didn't believe Sabrina. "You say you brought us here? We came to Eureka because our house was burned down. Are you saying you set the fire?" Sabrina shook her head. "We are not into arson. We only took advantage of the situation brought on by nuclear fusion. She started the fire. We influenced those in command to send you here."
"You mean to have my parents sent here?" Bilbert tried to clarify.
Sabrina shrugged.
"Yeah, well, you wouldn't have come here if your parents hadn't been relocated to this local office. But it's you we need to have here, not them."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. My story this evening is What Could Possibly Go Wrong? 013. With Molly draped across his chest, Ford kept a steady eye on the company's captain. He racked his brain for the wheres and whys he had stored away on the man. Roundhead motivation was pretty simple. Roundhead smash. Quick and brutal, but the guy shooting daggers at him was a bit upscale. A thinking man's Roundhead. A man with a plan. Wait. This fellow would later serve in Parliament. Yes, he was the mastermind of the Moore incident. There was a famous quote about that. With fire comes fire. Arson was the name of the game. Damn. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my story for the weekly challenge 813. And the prompt was arson. So here's my story. It was fall of 81, as I sat in the club office going over the books. People were starting to say disco was dead, and by the numbers in front of me, I had no choice but to agree. Outside, I heard the DJ spinning The Tramps, Disco Inferno. Just a few years ago, the club was filled every night with foxy ladies and well-dressed men, all dancing and having fun. But that was then. Tonight, I'm in over my head, unless I can do something drastic. The music begins to mix with my thoughts. Burn that mother down.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
He used to laughingly refer to my cooking as arson, poking fun at the meals that I'd slaved over in the kitchen all day long, proudly presented to him for his evening meal. Burnt offerings, he called them, before grabbing his phone and ordering pizza. Apparently, I couldn't hold a candle to his mother's culinary skills. And no matter what I served, he always found fault. Too spicy. Too bland. Too boring. Too tasteless. Well, maybe I couldn't hold a candle to his mother. But I could certainly hold a candle to his bed sheets. Perfectly cooked. To a crisp.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The box set on the floor. Everyone was quiet, imagining the potential level of devastation it could cause. I thought we were torching the place, said one of them. These are, well, ammunition for whatever war weapon. We don't have that weapon, do we? The question made them snort. We could get it, another ventured. It must cost a fortune, everyone mumbled. Destroying the place for the insurance was far more complicated than they had anticipated. I don't understand. Why don't we torch the place? Done. Yeah, he was done, all right. Let's face it, simple solutions aren't always the most fun. And this was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcroft.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
This is Jessica Mills with my first submission to the 100 Word Story Podcast. The topic is arson. No uniforms in our hood, demanded the black spray paint scrawled on the siding of the luxury student housing still under construction in the informally, lovingly, appropriately named student ghetto. When the message got scrubbed by the city's Office of Community Beautification, the punks turned up the heat. When the inferno scorched the developers' dreams, the first responders doused the Molotov cocktail's agenda. The complex rebuilt, more law enforcement cruisers cruised, and some punks visited the other punks serving sentences for arson. 25 years later, the student ghetto is unrecognizable under its layers of regularly maintained postage stamp yards and ring cameras. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic arson. It's called Arsonist. Take my advice and never let yourself fall for an arsonist. When she came into my life, she was a spark that kindled a flame that in time turned into a blaze of passion. My desire for her burned fiercely, a fire that only intensified as our relationship blossomed and consumed me completely, body, heart, and soul. But, unknown to me, her passion smouldered for another. And at the end, the embers of desire cooled and died. Then, she snuffed me out, leaving me burned out, charred, blackened, and broken. Hope, love, and joy now cold ashes to the touch. Okay, that was a cheerful one. So until next time, stay happy. See you soon.
Turiber Zaino here with a story on the word arson. The rich are burning the planet. Burn them, screamed the speaker. Burn everyone, someone shouted. I glanced at my partner in the unmarked truck. Just one crazy in the crowd, he said. Besides, everyone isn't a race. Incitement to exterminate everyone is protected speech. Burn the bankers, the speaker continued. Burn the politicians, burn the Americans. The crowd enthusiastically repeated every slogan. Gotham, I said, if American counts as a people these days. He briefly spoke with control over the radio. Confirmed, incitement to genocide. They're officially over the line. Any means necessary. I started warming up the flamethrowers.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The city is beautiful and old, but the buildings, well, they're all replicas. The original buildings from centuries ago were all destroyed in the war. After the war, the rubble was cleared, and new buildings were built, all replacements of the originals, based on the original blueprints. Well, they did make small changes to allow for indoor plumbing and electrical outlets and conduits, and air conditioning and central heating. But they didn't allow for another war. The city was leveled again. They'd have rebuilt it again, but everyone was killed in the war, and there was nobody left to rebuild it.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of arson. Thank you to everyone out there that's a part of this podcast. Whether you've sent in a story, you've listened, you're new, you've been coming time and time again. It's cool. And I'm glad. The next topic is What's That on Your Face? You can learn more about it up at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and click Weekly Challenge or look on the feed, and yeah, there you'll find instructions on how to be a part of this. You know, or if you need a reminder or whatever, or maybe you can leave a comment. Once again, thank you for all the years of this and still going. And as always, keep it brief.